une perte d'identité.
Now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. It is February 4th. Hope you're all having a very pleasant week. I know I am, but I am a little bit sick right now, so you'll forgive me if I'm not quite as chipper as I usually am. For this, you are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Once again, thank you all for joining me this afternoon. Now, Michelle is away today. She has some other business to attend to, but rest assured, dear listeners, she will be back next week, back on the show. So I won't be alone for too much longer, but it'll be like the old times before Michelle joined the show, and you just get to listen to me talk for the next hour or so. So I hope you're ready for that. But today I have some great songs lined up for you, and we're going to have a guest on the show later today because we're going to take another little swing at our new segment on the show called Asian Pop Amateurs. And we're going to have a guest in here in just a little bit. But first, I have a song for you. The first song that I have for you today is by the legendary Mandarin pop singer Ah Mei. And the song is off her 14th studio album, Faces of Paranoia. And it's called Go, which means dog in Mandarin. The idea behind the song is that she has walked back home, and she enters her house, and she has seen her man with another woman. And the song kind of expresses her feelings of fury, of betrayal, of just being hurt so deeply. But the idea behind the title of Dog is not that her cheating man is a dog. It's an actual dog, a dog that they agreed to raise together. And it's kind of just like this outside observer, this other party that's watching the three of them fight it out. And it's this dog is watching them fight, tearing each other apart. And the question is, this companion to humans, man's best friend, who will look after it when it's all done, after they're finished fighting? And the song is actually fixated on this dog. So it's a rather interesting concept for a song, and it's actually quite unique in a way. But Ah Mei has always been known for being much more adventurous with her music than other Mandarin pop artists. So let's check it out. Ah Mei with Dog.
Yeah.
许听来像托牌的饶舌，你沉默接受，我懒得多说，只能把眼睛盯在他晃动的身体。
That was Ame with Dog, a very adventurous song from one of Taiwan's most celebrated divas. Her voice and her music are absolutely timeless, so I recommend to anyone interested in Mandarin music to go and check out some more of her songs as well. And of course, while you're at it, why don't you check out some of the other stuff as well? That's what we're all about here at Asian Wave 101, just spreading the love for this Asian pop culture, you know? Anyway, moving on though, I'm going to toss this over to South Korea. Now, I've played this group a couple times before, and a little while ago, Michelle mentioned that this particular group has been absolutely dominating the charts in South Korea. And the next song that I have is by AOA, and it's only fair that I play the song that made them famous. It's called 짧은 치마, which means mini skirt, and this was a number one hit in South Korea, and this was the one that kind of really gave them that kick into a much higher level of stardom than they originally started out with. And the song was released in early 2014, and it was produced by Brave Sound, who is kind of like South Korea's DJ Mustard. Now, if you listen to American hip-hop, some of the more mainstream American hip-hop and R&B lately, you'll know that DJ Mustard is a very prominent name because he has been producing left and right for all these artists, and for some reason, all of his compositions end up sounding almost identical to each other, and that's what Brave Sound does as well. It's uncanny how he is able to create hundreds and hundreds of songs that for some reason just sound almost identical to each other. This song is one of Brave Sound's best. He does have very many gems amongst these very similar tracks. And this song is very cute, very catchy, and kind of created this trademark image and sound for AOA. So let's check that out now, AOA Miniskirt. AOA with Mini Skirt, very catchy song and one of AOA's best since their debut. I do recommend checking them out some more, but I must also express my disappointment with their releases after Mini Skirt, because you see, this song came out in January of 2014, and the song that they released a few months afterwards was called Short Hair. So if you notice something going on, they kind of had this this little trend going of just cutting everything a little bit shorter than necessary. So, you know, we all want to see AOA succeed. We all want to see them become an even bigger group than they are now. So I, in my infinite wisdom, decided to recommend a few song titles that they could have rolled with in all their future releases. You know, since we are cutting things a little bit short, you know, there was Crop Top, there was also Flat Sole Shoes, and of course, Cut Off Jean Shorts. But alas, the single that they released after Short Hair was called Like a Cat. So I guess you could say there goes my dreams of being a songwriter in South Korea. But that's a discussion for another time, and we're going to move on to the next track. I have a song from the world of Korean hip-hop, and this one is it's special, to say the least. It was produced by a fairly well-known South Korean producer called Rainstone, who had done a fair amount of work with JYP Entertainment. And this song is performed by three artists: Sunny, one of the most popular young rappers in Korea's indie hip-hop scene, and Verbal Jint, who is a legend in Korean hip-hop. He is the OG. And Brian McKnight on the hook. The Brian McKnight, the R&B king himself, sings the hook to this song. So this came as such a surprise to me, and it's just so unexpected, because you got Brian McKnight, who is an absolute legend in R&B music, in American R&B music, but he is very popular in South Korea, and to this day, he still performs to sold-out crowds there. And the sheer, I guess you could say, epicness of this song, just based on the people performing this, is just exponentially high, just based on the people on this track. And I do have my gripes, though, because this song is hip-hop, but it has a lot of EDM and dubstep influences. I generally have no problems with EDM, but I really don't like dubstep, and I just wish that sometimes in Korean music they wouldn't include these rather unnecessary dubstep breakdowns in the middle of it. But for some reason, the combining of these two genres on this particular track actually kind of works. But I'm going to let you be the judge of that, and we're going to take a listen to that now. Rainstorm by Rainstone, featuring Brian McKnight, Sunny, and Verbal Jint, coming up next.
You're not ready for this. Brian. Turn the lights, turn away, and the storm's growing inside. 'Cause I have to spend another day without you in my life. Tell me, I'm feeling happy, I have to spend another day.
Ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, Cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Welcome back to Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And right before the break, we heard Rainstorm by Rainstone with the legendary Brian McKnight, Sunny, and Verbal Jint. Great vocals, great performance, just a little too much on the dubstep, and just layered all over it. And it does kind of work in this regard, but I maintain the stance that dubstep and hip-hop music should remain separate and stay that way. So, you know, cool song though. I recommend you check it out. You can watch the music video for it, but we're going to move on to the next song, which is by Hangang, China's Dancing King. And the song is off his 2012 album Wild Cursive, or Kuangcao in Mandarin. And the track is called Hero. It's a very inspirational song. It's about always keeping your head up, moving forward. Today will always conquer yesterday. It's a new beginning. And it's about realizing you have to believe in yourself and that you are your own hero. It's a very different song from what he's done in the past, which tends to be more dance-oriented. I dedicate this to all the hardworking people out there. Hold your head high. Tomorrow is a new day, a new start, and always remember that you are your own savior. So Hangang, Hero, coming up.
Bye. 看谁先入禁区，谈生命的题，就算放大的可以，说什么也不放弃，倒下去再从伤痛中崛起，氧气都是呼吸，往蓝色天空下前进，听见灵魂不停冲击，决定这一次要跟自己革命，越难征服的下场越要闯，越难实现的妄想越要想，没有征服的下场越要闯，越难实现的妄想越要想，没有人可以阻挡冲吧，你爆发的能量超越了想象，渴望就是力量，不怕再挑战，还有多少的困难尽管来，今天把昨天打败冲吧，受了伤也痛快觉得不
Hangung with Hero, very inspirational song. Hopefully it was able to lift your spirits up a little bit and make you that much more determined to chase after what you want. You know, the world is your oyster. Go out and seize the day, everyone. Don't be afraid to follow after your dreams, right? And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the week where we catch up on just some of the latest headlines to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. So first up, from South Korea, it's being reported that Jessica Jung, formerly of girl group SNSD, has had her contract terminated. On January 28th, Jessica Jung made an appearance at the Yves Saint Laurent Buha Beauty, where one Mr. Ting, a representative of Hong Kong media, reported that SM Entertainment has terminated their contract with Jessica. Chinese media sources have reported that the representative, known as Mr. Ting, stated himself that the contract and between Jessica and SM has officially been ended. And netizens have had mixed reactions to these rumors. Some shared that they were glad to hear of this termination, confident that she would succeed in her solo endeavors, while others were unhappy at the possibility of this actually happening. In addition to this, at the event, Jessica answered questions regarding the arrival of former Girls' Generation member Yuri, I say former as in they were formerly members together, in Hong Kong. And to this, she responded, "Oh, I didn't know that." And furthermore, when she shared that she would like to collaborate with her good friend Nicholas Tse, perhaps in a movie with love scenes, the media questioned if her rumored boyfriend Tyler Kwan would be jealous, and Jessica replied, "Maybe you'll be the jealous one," smiling at the reporters. Meanwhile, fans have been eagerly awaiting a possible music release by the artist, as she has been spotted in recording studios recently. And it seems that things have been rather rocky between Jessica and SM Entertainment, but if the reports of her being forced out of the group are true, the relationship would not be good. However, information has been rather scarce, as neither side seems willing to comment, and Jessica has deflected more probing questions into this entire affair. So I'll keep you updated on that. Michelle will probably say a couple things when she returns next time. And yeah, we'll leave it at that. Lastly, I have a report in from the Chinese entertainment world, and it has been reported that Kai Ko has been replaced in an upcoming movie. For those of you who aren't too familiar with the situation, Taiwanese actor Kai Ko was arrested in August of last year, along with J.C. Chan, son of Jackie Chan, for drug usage. And as a result, all of his upcoming film projects have been banned in China for the time being, with Tiny Times 4 and Monster Hunt bearing the brunt of the damage since they had already wrapped up filming. Recently, it was announced that Monster Hunt would be refilmed with Chinese actor and singer Jing Boran taking Kai's place as the male lead. He will star opposite of Bai Baihe, who is the female lead. And the premise of the film is that a demon monster accidentally conceived by Tian Yin, which is the part that Boran will play, is actually brought to Earth under the protection of Bai Bai He's character, and who is an expert at subduing unruly monsters, but she starts developing affection for this little monster, and she struggles to complete her ultimate motive, which is to sell him to the highest bidder. Now, Boran was selected as Kai's replacement because the two are of similar height and age, according to production company Edco Films. Moreover, he is the only one suitable for this part because he had an opening in his work schedule. Refilming is expected to take at least another month and a half, and cast members who film scenes alongside Kai will be returning to the set to redo all of their shots. An expensive process for everyone involved since they are more or less shooting the same movie twice. But if this proves successful, Monster Hunt is slated to become a trilogy. Kai has expressed his report for Boran on his Weibo, asking his replacement to take good care of Wuba for me, which is the little monster that was conceived by the character. And Boran then replied, "Brother, don't worry, I will definitely take good care of your son." And originally scheduled to air during the Lunar New Year season, Monster Hunt will likely be released in sometime during the summer of this year. And Edco Films is also considering including a Kai Ko version on the DVD release. And now, you know, Kai has been dealing with a lot of backlash since his arrest for drug use, and it does seem that he is genuinely remorseful, and he seems to be bearing this quite well, and has promised to take some time to reflect and come back as a better person. So I'll end it off there, and hopefully Kai will be able to return soon as a new person, and maybe not so much high on substances. But that will do it for this week's entertainment news segment. So please do tune back in next week, where we'll cover some more headlines, maybe some more updates on currently developing stories. Now, moving on to this next little bit, I have mentioned this before, Asian Pop Amateurs, where I expose some of the people here at the station, maybe not even people at the station, to Asian pop music if they're not too familiar with it. Now, I base this the premise of this entire show on just kind of spreading the love for Asian pop culture to a different audience, to people who may not be familiar with it. So this new segment I introduced to do just that live for all you dear audiences listening at home or wherever. So, today I actually do have a guest in here with me today who is going to join us on this segment. Why don't you say what's up to everyone, huh?
Hi there, Steve. How's the show going so far?
It's going good. How's everything?
Not too bad. My name is Costa. I'm from news here at CITR. This is very different from news.
Yeah, it will be. So, but before we get started kind of into this new segment, why don't you tell us kind of about some of your familiarity with Asian pop music?
Honestly, absolutely none. I went to Japan this summer, and it was incredibly overwhelming, and I loved it, and all the crazy synth pop that sounds like it came from Western 90s. I don't know what to expect. I think that's the exciting part here for me.
Yeah, it's kind of sometimes it's kind of hard to imagine that, you know, in different parts of the world they got this really booming, like, I guess, this pop culture scene, this entire industry that's completely independent of what we have here, and it's going really strong and it's absolutely booming, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, in fact, why don't you tell the listeners, because I believe you told me this story once while you were in Japan, a friend of yours at karaoke. It was
So possibly the most American girl that I met in Japan. We went to karaoke, and is it G-Dragon, I believe?
Yes,
I
think it's G-Dragon.
G-Dragon. So she starts singing Crayon by G-Dragon.
Oh, my goodness.
And busts out the most perfect Korean I've ever heard in my life. And it's 10 white people in the little karaoke booth, and we're all like, "Where did that come from? Do you know Korean?" She's like, "No, like I just knew the words, and that's that one song."
Yeah, that's the power of Korean pop culture right there, man. But yeah, so what we're gonna do today is that we're gonna have you kind of just play out on this and just kind of experience things a little more within the Asian pop world. So we're actually gonna have you select a few songs.
Sure.
If that's cool with you. So you'll notice on the table, listeners at home, you actually won't see this, but I have like these little bundles in front of me that are currently attached by paperclips. These bundles are just little slips, and on each of these slips is written an artist and a song and the album that the song came from. So I got three different little bundles here. One is entirely Korean, one is entirely in Chinese music, and the other one contains an even mixture of both. So Something else you can't see here, I got a little container in here with me today as well, so we're going to do away with the plastic baggies like last time. This one is probably far more convenient. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to put these kind of just one bundle at a time.
Sure.
I'm going to drop these in here. I'm going to shake it up a little bit, and then you just draw one out, okay?
Sounds
good?
Perfect.
So we'll start with this one. This one is entirely Korean, so... you know, just get that in there and then just shake it off. Just shake it off. I'm sorry. Bad joke. Anyway, so yeah, these ones are entirely Korean. And oh dear, you can actually see the song titles.
Well, that's okay. I will close my eyes.
All right, sure.
For all you listeners out there, I am closing my eyes at this moment. All right. So the song I chose is Orange Caramel. Can you say this for me?
Yeah, Orange Caramel, it's called A Bing A Bing. And the kind of the idea behind this song is that, I don't know if you've actually ever heard of it, there's a shaved ice dessert in Korea called Pat Bingsu. And this is kind of just an ode to Pat Bingsu and kind of how delicious it is. Actually, we were talking about this earlier, and I said that there was one song in particular in the list today that I don't know if you were going to get, but it's so weird, but it's so fun that I knew you were going to like it.
Is this the one?
This is the one.
Perfect.
So, yeah, so I'm going to lay this off to the side. Orange Caramel, A Bing, A Bing. And then I'm just going to remove these Korean slips right here. And then I'm going to toss in this one. I'm going to toss in this one, which is the Chinese bundle. So, as usual, all in there. And just
shake it.
All right. Yep. All right. As soon as that's nice and shaken up, so... yeah, why don't you go ahead and grab one?
All right. This time I got J.J. Lin, Before Sunrise.
J.J. Lin, all right. Very, very nice. J.J. Lin is a Singaporean singer-songwriter, and he's been absolutely killing it for well over a decade. So I'm very excited that you picked this song, because this one is also a very inspirational one, Before Sunrise. It's the idea that sometimes life does seem hopeless, sometimes it does seem to get hard, but you know, you always got to keep your head up, and you got to be aware that even these brief moments of health, of happiness, like, because the idea is that, like, even like the sunshine coming through a crack in the wall, something like that, that's one glimmer of hope. So he's kind of going for that, you know?
Perfect.
Yeah, so... that one is off to the side again, and I am just going to have to reorganize these slips in a moment. But okay, so last bundle, of course, the one that contains the mixture of both. Now, it's either or for this one, so that should make it fairly fun. Now, I'm just going to mix these up a little bit, toss them in there.
It's in a very effective mixing up method right here.
Oh, yeah. Listeners, for those of you who do not realize what happened, that was the lid flying off. It cannot wait for Costa to draw one out, so go ahead, man.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I got Nine Muses Gun.
Ooh, Nine Muses, a Korean girl group. They're actually rather unfortunate because they never seem to be able to catch a real break, but they are a very solid group, and this is actually one of my favorite songs by called Gun, and this one is absolutely great because because this group is known for having kind of a sassier, more confident image. So yeah, and obviously they're called Nine Muses, so the idea behind it is that they have nine members.
Perfect.
But a few of the members left, I think it was sometime last year. So they brought in a couple more, but they're not nine. So right now they're eight muses.
You weren't kidding about them not being able to catch a break, hey?
Yeah, definitely not. But any particular order that you want to hear these in?
Let's go with that Orange Caramel. Is that what that was? First
yep.
one? Perfect. Mm-hmm. I'll run with that first.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick PSA break while I clean up and, you know, set things up a little bit. So we'll be back right after this PSA break. Don't go anywhere, guys. It's Asian Pop Amateurs on Asian Wave 101.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Yeah. Okay, so we are back here on Asian Wave 101, and we are ready for the start of Asian Pop Newbies, the second edition. This is the second time we've done this. So, Costa, are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, so you requested it, so we're going to play this one first. Orange Caramel, Abing Abing. Okay, what you just heard was Orange Caramel's Abing Abing, an ode to the ever-so-sweet dessert of Pat Pingsu. What do you think of that one, Costa? Because, you know, I mentioned this one was the...
Makes me want to shave dice really, really bad.
Does it?
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
What do you think of the overall sound so far?
I don't know. I feel like I'd go dance to that. I feel like on a Friday, I you could see me in my room just, like, grooving out to that for hours on end.
Ah, for real?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you asked for a next, so we're going to listen to JJ Lin. Then I'm going to play the Nine Muses song, and then we'll kind of just get your thoughts afterwards. Okay? Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
All right. Let's go. JJ Lin, Before Sunrise.
Shankar 找眼泪滴湿枕头，有多少你觉得不能够被动的痛，只能沉默，有多少夜晚没有尽头，有多少的寂寞无人诉说，有多少次的梦还没做已成空，等到黑夜翻面之后会是新的白昼，等到海啸退去之后只是潮起潮落，还没到最终
Okay, that was J.J. Lin, Before Sunrise, to start us off. And then we had Nine Muses, Gun. What'd you think of those two songs?
Very different from one another.
Oh, yeah?
I thought J.J. Lin was very inspiring, and then Gun was just funky. I liked it.
Yeah. So what particularly stood out to you about Gun? Because, you know, that one is not it's not a very pop sound either. It sounds kind of retro, you know what I mean?
Cause, yeah, like, absolutely. I kind of hear that. I think it was the horns that did it for me, the background with the trumpets, and I don't know, it was just loud, and I definitely hear that retro sound you're talking about. Yeah.
See, that's the reason, because that's the reason why it's so sad too, because Nine Muses has such a solid sound, but then they, like I said, they just can't seem to catch a break.
What kind of bad luck have they been having?
It's just like bad management as well, and the original members in the lineup, a few of them left, so then they brought in new ones, and now they've just recently lost a few more, and they brought in two more, so like I said earlier, it's eight muses right now.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, you like it though, yeah?
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. No, that was a lot of fun. I mean, feel bad for them having such bad luck. That was great.
Yeah. So what do you think though? You think this is something that you check out a little more as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something I would dive headfirst into. I mean, I it's such a huge industry that I just haven't stepped into, and I think a lot of people aren't aware that this industry exists, especially here. I mean, in Vancouver, such a nook. But I don't know. That's the impression I get, at least.
Yeah, for sure. So, what'd you think of JJ's sound?
I liked how that he had that build up into, it was kind of slow, and then all of a sudden you got the drums, and then the piano kicked in, and it was, I don't know, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. J.J. Lin is renowned for his abilities as a composer, and he's done a lot of composing work for other artists as well. So yeah, he's definitely been doing that for a very long time. He's been absolutely killing it, and just the fact that he's over, I think, far more than 10 years at this point, just that the fact that he's able to remain such a recognizable and likable face and sound in the industry, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Of the three, though, this is going to sound kind of biased, but which one was your favorite, would you say?
I'd have to say the first one about the shaved ice.
The shaved ice.
It was delicious, and it felt like summer.
Yeah, especially right now where we're kind of wishing for the good weather now.
I can't wait for it.
Yeah, as soon as it rolls around, we're all just going to go to, let's just take a field trip. Crystal Mall, we'll just buy shaved ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's cool. Can I just a few more thoughts on today's songs then?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I want a way to find this accessible. How does somebody like me get into this?
YouTube.
Lots of YouTube.
The internet, for sure. Yeah. I think having a few friends, because that was kind of like that was kind of like for me when I first started getting into this. But for me, it was more that because I had always been into hip hop and R&B music. The way I got into Korean pop music was by listening to artists who had a bit of a sound that I already liked. So I listened to people like Taeyang, who is an R&B artist, and also Jay Park, who is a hip-hop R&B artist. So they were the ones that got me into Korean pop in the first place.
Is there any specific blogs that I should check out, maybe? Or?
Oh, there are way too many to be counted right now.
What are your favorite?
For music, for just checking out music, I go to one called K2N. So that's K number two and then N blog, so you can check that one out. I think there are certain sites like there's Soompi as well, Soompi. Now you know, I'm not plugging them right now, but you know, Costa just asked me the question. Yeah, I'm not getting paid to promote them, but I'm just saying a few blogs. Yeah, but definitely. And YouTube is like the hub. Like, a lot of these record labels do have an official YouTube channel set up,
right?
So yeah. But overall, just final question kind of to just end off. Comparing kind of, you heard a little bit of the K-pop sound, you know, that sounds like you got a bit of a taste of the Mandarin pop as well. So of the two, which one do you think kind of suits your own personal music taste the most?
Personally, it might just be my mood right now, but I liked the speed of the K-pop.
Ah, here we go. It's official. I've converted this dude into a K-pop fan. Yeah.
I think you won there for sure.
Yeah. Next time I see him at the radio station, he's just going to have the speakers and he's just going to be blasting Orange Caramel.
That's what we're going to turn the news program into. It's just going to be a loop of Orange Caramel.
Perfect. That would be a new segment that I could definitely get into.
Beautiful. Yeah. At least they know I've got one fan.
See? Yeah, there we go. That's CITR 101.9 for y'all. We just support each other. We're like family here, you know? Yeah. But, you know, that's actually going to do it for the show this week. Do stick around, though, because Arts Report is coming up. And as usual, please, if you have requests or a song that you want me to check out, send it to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news or you want to get a discussion going, I want to hear from you, so send it to the same email address, asianwave101@gmail.com. So the last song that I'm going to play us out with is by Toronto-based rapper J-Reyez, J-R-E-Y-E-Z, and the song is called Try Again, to keep with this positive mood of kind of lifting up your spirits and always making sure that you believe in yourself and a brighter tomorrow. So we're going to end with that. Of course, once again, Arts Report will be coming up right afterwards. I am Steve for Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you so much to Costa from News 101 for dropping in today. Absolutely. So yeah, I'll see you next time, guys. Michelle will be back next week, hopefully, and J-Reyez to play us out. Peace, guys.
It's the J-R-E-Y-E-Z. There's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit. Remember that. Yeah. And if we don't make it to the top, we gon' try again. And we ain't never gon' stop, we gon' try again. My girl looking bad, I see you looking mad. What we strive for, it's what you could've had. Enjoying life every day without giving a fuck. Appreciating everything you can get for a buck. And we gon' live life, cruise on the highway. I do this all day, and I do it my way. Quit my job last year, do this new grind. Doing my thing every day, music full time. And I distill my rhymes with that moonshine. You can't take away this love with Maroon 5. Sometimes I wonder what's love with the Shanti. Remembering those days in the basement, trying to record while my mom's doing laundry. Am I your favorite? Why do they want me? I'm traveling the world, different kind of cities. I'm really glad that I'm getting kind of busy. It's hard to get through these obstacles, but my goal's looking clear through these opticals. If we don't make it to the top, we gon' try again. And we ain't never gon' stop, we gon' try again. My girl looking bad, I see you looking mad. What we strive for, it's what you could've had. If we don't make it to the top, we gon' try again. And we ain't never gonna stop, we gon' try again. My girl looking bad, I see you looking mad. What we strive for, it's what you could've had. Them bad bitches saying, damn me fly. Yeah, but like big butts and I cannot lie. I'm a boss, but this job's not hiring. Sorry ho, but you don't fit the requirements. I'm fueling off the hate, my music siphoning. You can't take away this pain, using Vicodin. Training the gym, getting my bars up. And success close by, and I'm not far from it. My team is the cast, they're gonna be star-studded. My alarm's going off. When did I start buzzing? I'm sprinting on this track. When did I start running? Getting a little lost, wondering where the sun is. Cause there ain't enough shine on my teammates. This another step for all of us to be great. You can't see straight if you ain't recognized. And stop trying to climb, it's better you step aside. If we don't make it to the top, we gon' try again. And we ain't never gon' stop, we gon' try again. My girl looking bad, I see you looking mad. What we strive for, it's what you could've had. If we don't make it to the top, we gon' try again. And we ain't never gon' stop, we gon' try again. My girl looking bad, I see you looking mad. What we strive for, it's what you could've had. It's what you could've had. Yeah. J-Reezy.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,